You are listening to Jaya Ashmore. You can find hundreds of meditations and talks on my websites, jayaashmore.org, jayaashmore.org, as well as opendharma.org, opendharma.org. All the recordings are offered in the tradition of generosity or dana, and your gifts are welcome. Thank you for listening. As you start to get settled in, I'd like to just show a few possible ways of placing the hands. From the Japanese art of Jinshin Jutsu. So the first option is just to feel, I have hands. Where would they like to be? And where would they like to be? And actually similarly with the feet. And then just tuning into the hands and feet for a little while. Getting a sense of what's happening there. And then there's some suggestions from Jinshin, like holding any finger of either hand. Touching or holding in any way. The inner knees can also be a good place. So if you're sitting cross-legged, sometimes it's comfortable to reach. If you're lying on your side, it can be a bit of cushion here. Or maybe with the upper arm. I'll put up to show you. Opposite sides of the body. Having the hands on the hips, or one favorite one that's less obvious and not always comfortable enough for 45 minutes. Is, for example, my right hand on my right hip and my left hand on my right shoulder. And usually having the hand skin to skin with the shoulder, just because it sticks better. So this, sometimes if you're lying down, depending on your body, it can be comfortable like this, if this is the floor. But either way, with the elbow down or up, some people would be better off with a cushion under the shoulder and upper arm so that you're really pretty relaxed, or as relaxed as you can be. Having the hands on the base of the rib cage is another possibility. But sometimes it's too tight of an angle, even though it's not that tight. And another way would be to put cushions under the elbows, in case that's good enough. Does that make sense? If I'm lying down, something soft under the elbow. Are there any questions about that? You can have a finger. You can maybe do this, maybe not. You can have all your fingers. Yeah. There's this position that I showed for standing. I doubt it's good for sitting, but for someone it might be okay.
Ça peut l'avantager pour quand on est debout avec les mains sous les aisselles. Je doute que ce soit bon, confortable assis, mais c'est possible.
Most of them were one on one side, one on the other side, except for this one was.
There's
here.
so many, and I'm just showing a few. And if you
having two on one side,
there's always a difference,
okay.
But it's not. You can't hurt yourself by like, oh no. I'm thinking backwards now. I mean, you could hurt yourself, but just in a position that's not good for your body, not because of the energy. Okay, so settling into your position of stillness, that the body is like a cat. Yes. And maybe even if only now you realize that a yoga mat is not enough and you need a folded blanket under you, maybe it's still in time to give that to yourself.
Et même si ce n'est que maintenant que vous réalisez que le tapis de yoga pour vous, c'est pas suffisant, que vous avez besoin de couverture, c'est pas trop tard pour ajouter une couverture.
Feeling the difference that having the appropriate support makes for the meditation.
Sentir la différence que ça fait d'avoir le support approprié pour la méditation.
Without going into perfectionism. You say perfectionism or perfectionism? Perfectionism. And a little bit of the feeling of now we're starting. Our 1.5 day retreat. So possibly gratitude for all the factors that are allowing you to be here. To leave space for life and for your deep questions and openness. And certainly a sense of respect or feeling the preciousness of the chance to be still and silent together. And then enjoying the fact that, okay, we didn't just arrive, we know where the bathroom is, etc. We have all of that a bit more settled. So a chance of feeling a little bit more at home and also really feeling the preciousness of the opportunity. Coming early, staying through to the end, moving as quietly as possible if you need to move, etc.
Arriver tôt, rester jusqu'au bout, bouger avec, si possible, autant de, en faisant le moins de bruit possible, autant que possible, etc.
Not out of getting uptight again, but out of caring.
Pas pour se rigidifier, mais ça vient d'une attitude de soin.
Each one letting herself or letting himself be here a little more fully.
Chacun et chacune peut se permettre d'être ici un peu plus complètement.
What you like and don't like.
Ce que tu aimes, ce que tu n'aimes pas.
What you know and don't know.
Ce que tu connais, ce que tu connais pas.
What you can name and can't name.
Ce que tu peux nommer, ce que tu peux pas nommer.
All here.
Tout est ici.
Even welcome.
T'es même bienvenue.
It hasn't worked so far in our lives, trying to just get it how we want it and get rid of what we don't like.
Cette présence n'a pas marché dans notre vie d'essayer d'avoir ce qu'on veut et de se débarrasser de ce qu'on ne veut pas.
And it hasn't worked so far focusing so much only on what we don't like either.
Ça n'a pas marché non plus de se concentrer que sur ce qu'on n'aime pas.
And it hasn't worked just trying to ignore it all.
Ça n'a pas marché non plus d'ignorer tout ça.
So an experiment of here it all is.
C'est une expérimentation, là. Tout est ici.
It does itself here.
Ça se fait ici.
Who knows what might be fruitful?
Qui sait ce qui peut être fructueux?
Who knows if what I've been avoiding might be a kind of key?
Qui sait ce que j'ai évité pourrait, quel point ce que j'ai évité pourrait être une clé?
Who knows if the way I've been trying to be good is just covering up my real life, perhaps?
C'est à quel point en essayant d'être bon, j'ai essayé de recouvrir ma vraie vie, peut-être.
Observing how life is always in process.
Observer comment la vie est toujours en processus.
Messy here and there.
En désordre, par ici, par là.
That life needs some mess.
La vie a besoin de désordre.
Letting it all be here for a while.
Laissez tout cela être là pour un moment.
Less believing that there is a fundamental problem in you.
Essayez de moins croire qu'il y a un problème fondamental en soi.
And sometimes it's helpful to kind of locate the part in you that is looking for that problem or focused on that problem.
Ça peut aider d'essayer de situer cette partie en vous qui essaie de trouver un problème.
a situation or a behavior or a feeling
stress.
That if only you could get rid of that, you'd be enlightened.
Situation, un comportement, un sentiment, que si seulement vous pouviez vous en débarrasser, vous seriez éveillé.
Or if only you could get rid of that, you could start meditating.
Si seulement vous pouviez vous en débarrasser, vous pourriez commencer à méditer.
Or if only you could get rid of that, you could be yourself finally.
Si seulement vous pouviez vous en débarrasser, vous pourriez enfin être vous-même.
So if there is that sense in your mind, if only then.
S'il y a ce sens dans votre esprit de si seulement alors.
Just giving a little time, spending a little time, feeling what is the subject, if only I could get rid of that.
On s'accorder un petit peu de temps pour voir quel est ce sujet, de, si seulement je pouvais me débarrasser de ça.
Or if only I could improve that.
Si seulement je pouvais améliorer ça.
Or if only I could get that state of mind or whatever.
Si seulement je pouvais obtenir ce, cet état d'esprit, quoi que ce soit d'autre.
So what's the subject? I think if I could get rid of that or get that, then,
donc, quel est le sujet de
then I can live.
Je pouvais me débarrasser de ça, si je pouvais avoir ça.
If there is one,
si jamais il y a un de ces sujets.
Or two or three.
Ou deux ou trois.
If not, no problem.
Si on n'a pas, c'est pas grave.
The judgmental mind, the insecurity, the discomfort in the body.
Le mental qui juge, l'insécurité, l'inconfort dans le corps.
The loneliness, the sexuality, the anger.
Sentiment de solitude, la sexualité, la colère.
The non-stop thinking.
La pensée qui ne s'arrête pas.
And then, if it's possible, also to locate just that setup, that establishment in the mind of there is a problem that I must work on. Something's wrong.
C'est possible de situer cette, cette structure dans l'esprit qui dit que quelque chose ne va pas.
Feeling maybe if it's connected to a place in the body, what's that shape and texture in the body, temperature?
Sentir si c'est peut-être connecté à un endroit dans le corps, sentir la texture, la forme, la solidité.
Something not enough, something wrong, something not good enough.
Quelque chose pas suffisant, quelque chose qui ne va pas. Quelque chose n'est pas assez bien.
Some shame.
La honte.
Some problem.
Des problèmes.
Sometimes we think the problem is outside of ourselves, sometimes inside, but that problem seeking machine.
On pense que le problème est en dehors de nous, parfois on pense qu'il est à l'intérieur de cette machine qui cherche des problèmes.
And if possible, in a kind of friendly and calm manner, just feeling and noticing a place that deeply believes and assumes that something could be that wrong with me so deeply.
Si possible, d'une manière douce et amicale, trouver cet endroit qui a l'assumption que quelque chose qui marche pas en moi. profondément.
And then feeling, okay, and what else do I notice in this moment? The contact with the ground.
Sentir qu'est-ce que je remarque d'autre, par exemple le contact avec le sol,
the air on the skin,
l'air sur la peau,
the air pressure,
la pression de l'air,
humidity,
l'humidité,
movement. Knowing or acknowledging the kind of energy or force or raw power of this not enoughness or something's wrong sense.
Savoir reconnaître l'énergie creuse de cette, cette sensation de pas assez.
And how that tends to be tied to the alarm system.
Comment ça semble relié à notre système d'alarme?
Sometimes background, sometimes more easy to notice, alarm.
Notre alarme parfois dans, en fond, parfois plus à, au premier plan.
Over alertness.
Au-delà des alarmes.
Hyper alert.
C'est une sensation d'alarme exagérée.
Hypervigilance. Hypervigilance. Merci.
Just giving a little room to feel.
Donner un peu d'espace pour sentir.
The natural phenomenon of alarm.
Phénomène naturel de l'alarme.
How is it? Where is it? What texture?
Comment c'est? Où c'est? Quelle est sa texture?
With gentleness.
Avec douceur.
And then perhaps feeling the back of the body, the ground, the air again.
Peut-être sentir l'arrière du corps, le sol, l'air.
Letting the breath come down lower into the body, if possible.
C'est la respiration descend bas dans le corps, si possible.
If it's easy.
C'est facile.
Sometimes we have a kind of dual awareness that we can feel that there's ground and I can also feel the alarm.
Parfois on a une conscience duelle, on peut sentir à la fois le sol et le système d'alarme.
Something partly at ease and something else that's hyper alert.
Quelque chose en partie à l'aise et d'autre part hyper vigilant.
Letting it be. For a while.
On peut laisser ça être pour un moment.
Letting the body be heavy, if you like.
Laissez le corps être lourd si vous voulez.
Letting the eyes relax, if you like.
Laissez les yeux se détendre si vous souhaitez.
a little more room for the heart.
Plus d'espace pour le cœur.
And lungs.
Les poumons.
The back of the body, like a feathered nest or a silky bed or your favorite grassy spot or beach. And feeling that there's partly the grip of the alarm system, the attraction.
Sentir qu'il y a en partie l'attirance du système d'alarme.
And partly a willingness to be heavy and at ease.
D'autre part, une volonté d'être lourd et à l'aise.
If it's possible, kind of inviting the sensations and shapes of the alarm system in the body to be held or met in softness.
C'est possible d'inviter les sensations ou formes du système d'alarme pour qu'ils soient rencontrés, accueillis avec douceur.
Just another shape and texture.
Juste une autre forme.
Just as it is. And we can notice the thoughts that are kind of spewing out from there, pouring out from there. But. And the alarm, not yet another problem to fix. Not yet another reason to be alarmed.
Et l'alarme n'étant pas un autre problème à résoudre, une autre chose à laquelle être vigilante.
Just another phenomenon of nature doing itself.
Juste un autre phénomène de la nature qui se fait de lui-même.
And possibility as if we could kind of lay it down on a sea of softness to float there. The kind of buzz or jangle in the solar plexus or the arms or the legs.
Agitation, buzz qu'il peut y avoir dans le plexus solaire, les bras ou les jambes.
The head, wherever it is.
La tête, où que ce soit.
Acknowledging the power there.
Connaître la puissance qu'il y a là.
Acknowledging not being in control of it, not able to make it stop. And something inside that doesn't want to be violent. That's curious, maybe there's another way. What if I let it be messy for a while?
Qu'est-ce qui se passe si je laisse tout cela être en désordre pour un moment?
Not how I think it should be, not how I want it.
Pas comme je pense que ça devrait être, pas comme je voudrais.
How it is.
Juste comme c'est.
But not only including the difficult and negative.
Mais aussi en incluant les difficultés.
Not only what easily gets our interest and attention.
Pas seulement ce qui capture notre intérêt, notre attention.
Not only the alarm.
Pas seulement l'alarme.
Also the okay, the neutral, the direct contact with the ground, etc.
Aussi le c'est correct, qui est notre contact direct avec le sol, etc.
Feeling feeling the possibility that no matter what happens outside or inside, there's some freshness and dignity in life.
Sentir la possibilité que selon ce qui se passe à l'intérieur ou à l'extérieur, dans tous les cas, il y a cette fraîcheur, cette dignité dans la vie.
And we can start to rest down into that.
On peut commencer à se reposer là-dedans.
Or into a wish for that.
Ou dans un souhait pour cela.
A calling into that.
Un appel à cela.
So maybe feeling the back of the body.
Peut-être sentir l'arrière du corps.
Feeling where in the back, the whole thing, or the middle, or the top.
Sentir où dans la pierre, tout la pierre, ou le haut, ou le milieu.
Or the bottom.
Le bas.
Or the front of the spine.
Ou l'avant de la colonne.
The breathing back.
Respiration vers l'arrière.
The back breathing.
Le dos qui respire.
By itself.
De lui-même.
Feeling itself breathing.
Qui se sent respirer lui-même.
Not how it should be, how it is.
Comme cela devrait être, comme cela.
Feeling the should in the body.
Sentir le, ça devrait dans le corps.
A willingness to disconnect from what is and get involved in how it should be.
Le désir de se déconnecter de ce qui est et de s'engager dans le comment cela devrait être.
And then again, the back. Breathing.
Et encore le dos qui respire.
The space around the body, the sounds that come by themselves.
L'espace autour du corps, les sons qui pénètrent d'eux-mêmes.
That are heard by themselves.
Qui sont entendus d'eux-mêmes.
The mind that is tired of thinking so much.
L'esprit qui est fatigué de penser autant.
That is ready to let it fall down. The thinking, the knowing, the getting it right.
Qui est prêt à laisser tomber la pensée, d'essayer de rendre les choses comme on veut.
And enjoying how life goes on anyway.
Et apprécier comment la vie se déroule, se poursuit dans tous les cas.
The juicy life.
La vie juteuse.
sometimes enough room for everything.
Parfois, il y a assez d'espace pour tout.
Even though there's thinking, even though there's that tendency to feel something not enough, there's also room for everything else too.
Même s'il y a la pensée, même s'il y a cette idée de c'est pas assez, il y a aussi de la place pour tout le reste.
And there's room for what I love and fear.
Il y a de la place pour ce que j'aime et ce que je crains.
What is needed and feared.
Ce dont j'ai besoin, ce dont j'ai peur.
Longed for and feared.
Ce à quoi j'aspire et ce qui me fait peur.
The goodness, the possibility of being loved or enough.
La bonté, la possibilité d'être aimé ou de se sentir assez.
Sexuality.
La sexualité.
Joy.
La joie.
Nothingness.
Yeah.
Okayness already. What we have excluded till now, our calling and a response of yes towards that, and also a resistance towards that.
Ce qu'on a exclu jusqu'à maintenant, notre appel et notre résistance vis-à-vis de cet appel.
Simplicity.
Simplicité.
Being moved in another way, not because something's wrong that we need to fix first. Letting each moment, each sensation complete itself, letting our receiving of it be complete. That sound as it is.
Ce son tel quel.
This sensation just fully extended as it is.
Cette sensation complètement sentie telle qu'elle est.
Not real because we have a name for it, not unreal because we don't have a name for it.
Pas réel parce qu'on peut la nommer, ou irréel parce qu'on peut pas la nommer.
Letting our sensitivity be more and more in intimacy with the experience of this moment.
C'est notre sensibilité, être de plus en plus en intimité avec l'expérience de ce moment.
Fully itself, fully here, fully gone.
Complètement elle-même, complètement ici et complètement partie.
Yum.
Yum.
Yum. Giving some patience and some room we can sometimes feel that naturally there's falling into the more subtle the less known, the less verbal, even though the strong force of attraction towards the known and the difficult, the problem, the fixing, the improving.
Thank you.
sometimes a stillness quality starts to fill in, a kind of presence. And there might be some thoughts, there might be something unpleasant in the body, but a sense of if I would move, it would make some waves on the surface of this stillness. Or it might be more a quality of spaciousness or lightness or ground. Sometimes feeling some containment and yet some expansiveness at the same time. And kind of giving in, giving yourself into that. Can be a way to let the practice go more subtle and deep. When that kind of presence visits, giving ourselves, letting ourselves be absorbed. Rather than attending so much to sound or body. Being held, being loved, being quietened.
Être tenu, embrassé, aimé, tranquillisé.
Being allowed.
Être permis, qu'on donne la permission.
Anyone would like to ask or share something?
The last sentence you said, about being allowed, resonates very deeply with my heart. Because I'm learning through this journey, which I take part of in a different way, it's simply to allow myself to be. And that can be very challenging, to allow thumbs up allow going in and out, being moved by the wind. But how delightful it can be to let go, to allow.
Do you want to say in French or do you want to read? And maybe just to explain that Sarah is volunteering in the kitchen, so she's in the hall sometimes, but not fully in the retreat. That's what she means by being here in a different way.
Madame Merlin, à propos de simplement se permettre d'être, résonne vraiment profondément en moi, en étant à la fois participant en partie à cette retraite et à cette démarche méditative, et tout en étant quand même en action dans la cuisine. Je suis confrontée à ce défi de me laisser être. Il y a beaucoup de choses qui montent dans ma propre, dans mon corps, dans mon cœur. Et je commence à goûter à l'extase presque, de simplement se laisser porter par le vent et se permettre être permission soi-même. Et j'ai beaucoup de gratitude pour ça.
Anyone else want to ask or say something?
In English, I want to say that it's very beautiful what you say and have the same feeling.
This is the suggestion with the mess. Just to let it be.
It's so helpful as the kind of opening step.
Ça peut aider en tant que premier pas qui ouvre.
And it doesn't mean that there's not a response, so many responses that are then possible. But also giving time and really the it's almost like letting that mess really have its weight, like it's a lot of mess. And really letting it be that messy, that deeply messy.
Et le laisser être si désordonné, si plus que désordonné, si
tant profondément désordonné. That it can really redefine myself and my and life for me. And therefore redefine my practice.
Et donc redéfinir ma pratique.
My approach to practice and life.
Mon approche de la pratique et de la vie.
That it isn't about keeping or making some safe territory where it's not messy, and therefore I'm allowed to be here. Comme un territoire sans désordre. Et ici, j'ai permis.
Je peux me permettre.
Ouais. Pas comme ça. And that our education is to do that, is to find some scrap that it where it matches how it's supposed to be, how I believe it's supposed to be. And from here, then, like, I try to live. And from here, eventually, I'll conquer the rest. And so that the redefining that I'll never get it all in place the way I imagine it would be. Never. Like sexuality and death are never going to obey my dream vision of how it's going to be. For example. And then also my relationships. They're always going to be embarrassing in some way. There's going to be friction. And so it's when we let that gradually kind of be that, have that much gravity. There's always going to be work to be done, there's always going to be friction somewhere. I'm dangerous if I think that is not the case, because I'm going to ignore what is. I'm going to think I'm doing right while doing violence. And that's exactly what doesn't work. We can, anywhere we look, we can see that. People, we think I'm right, and because I'm right, I'm allowed to do violence. Instead of being allowed to be in touch with how is it, what is it? And then we find that being in touch with how is it, some responses come out of nowhere instead of coming out of a program, coming out of somewhere. And sometimes we're willing to take, like, let our sail have that wind and go beyond the known shell. And sometimes it's this really hard moments where I hear that potential different response and I don't go with it. So that hard where I know my potential even specifically in this situation and it's not yet ripe. And to stay there. Let it be humbling. Not letting that be an excuse to go back to how I'm not good enough and or life is not good enough or whatever.
Me parece cela devenu une excuse pour justifier, oh, je suis pas assez bien, donc la vie n'est pas assez bien.
So it's not saying, when I'm saying there, if we let go of the approach of should and shouldn't, right and wrong, good and bad, letting go of that framework.
Donc quand on parle de laisser aller cette structure de bon et de mauvais, de ce qui ne peut pas être, de ce qui ne peut pas être.
It's not saying that responses aren't needed to protect and help and support.
Ça ne veut pas dire qu'il n'y a pas des réponses qui sont nécessaires pour protéger, aider, soutenir.
So much more opportunity to serve life than we want to even know about. But where does that come from, really skillfully and freshly, creatively? It starts very often from letting it be messy. And especially kind of feeling where it's messy kind of bothers me. Who does it bother? It bothers my self-image. It bothers me because I think it should be, I should be better able to handle it, I should be perfect.
Ça me dérange parce que ça dérange l'idée que je devrais être capable de supporter cela, je devrais être capable d'être mieux.
It knocks on the eggshell of my ego, which is so sensitive.
Ça vient toquer à la coquille de mon ego, qui est si sensible.
Sensitive, why? Like that sense of something wrong with me. It's like a wound that's infected.
Comme une blessure qui a infecté.
And even the air moving on it.
Même l'air qui le touche, ça fait.
So it can be helpful. It's messy, it's not your fault. And then that can help us feel what could be a better response or a possible response. Including a response of really doing nothing. Sometimes. One of my teachers has this great phrase, 100% care, 0% anxiety or worry.
Un de ses enseignants a cette citation qu'elle aime beaucoup, 100% prendre soin, 0% anxiété.
And how easily, the more I care, the more strangely willing I am to let care twist into worry and control. The more I care, it's funny and it backfires. That the more I care, the more easily fear takes over, the more easily care turns to control and fear.
Donc plus je prends soin et plus parfois ça s'inverse et puis la peur prend le contrôle.
The more I care, the more the connection is really deep in me, the more I disconnect. More alarm system takes over.
Plus mon système d'alarme prend le dessus.
And I think, because it's so important, of course I should be alarmed. Somebody's got to do something. Why isn't anybody doing it? And then just unwinding again and recovering the care. In the middle of the mess. I've just come from Israel, and there's a phrase I think I mentioned maybe last year also, or 2 years ago rather. And it's a phrase that's meant as let's go party. But it really means let's get messy, if I remember well. Yalla balagan, is that right? So that it's messy is not a bad sign. Okay, now there's something to celebrate. It's not about control. Oh, phew. It's not about violence somewhere or other. Being in touch, being allowed to be in touch. I never thought of that before. I don't know how this will come out, but at the end of a Zen retreat, one time the Zen cook had the feeling to have a party.
Le cuisinier zen a le désir de faire une fête.
Like a dance party.
Une fête en danse.
With loud music.
Musique forte.
And so he asked the teacher, and the teacher said, as long as you keep feeling your way along, it'll be fine.
Donc il demande à l'enseignant, et puis l'enseignant répond, bon, du moment que tu arrives à trouver ton chemin à travers ça, oui.
Kind of the sense of feeling your way blindly along, knowing that you're blind, so you definitely need to feel your way along.
Donc un peu comme quelqu'un qui serait aveugle, qui trouve son chemin à travers.
Not like, yes, exactly how I imagine the party is going to be. Everybody do what I say to make it.
Pas comme si on savait déjà exactement à quoi la fête va ressembler, et tout le monde fait comme je pense.
And then you're required to have a good time as well.
Vous êtes obligé d'avoir du bon temps.
But from the feeling of a party, feeling our way along.
À partir de ce souhait d'avoir une fête, trouver son chemin à travers ça.
It's like the caterpillars that keep dropping. And someone was inspired by the courage of the caterpillars on a thin wire coming down. And I thought, probably they're just hungry. And so if we go with our feeling our way along, we might be doing things that would be really courageous. If we thought about it. But just feeling our way along. We don't have to bother about being courageous. Superheroes. Superheroes. Thank you.
Merci.